with everyone else. Your masquerade.
Day 8. Part 2.
清晰度大于难度。
Clear and natural.
Describe a time when you had to work very hard to achieve a goal. You should say what the goal was, when this happened, what you did to achieve the goal, and talk about why the goal was important to you.
One of my recent goals was to go on a 4-day walk in the mountains in the South Island. It's a famous walk in my country, a beautiful walk around some bays by the ocean. We planned to stay at hotels each night, so it was going to be a great holiday for my husband and me. But I needed to get fit to enjoy it. I did lots of exercise and training to prepare for this goal. When I started, I knew I needed to get fitter, so I did a lot of walking. At first, the 8-kilometer circle route near my house was really hard for me. It took about 2 hours, but in the end I could do it easily. I also went for longer walks with my husband on weekends. We used to walk to the botanical garden, which was a long way, but we got to have lunch in a cafe. That was fun, and I found that I had more energy as I got fitter. But then my feet and legs started to hurt, so I went to swimming classes 3 times a week. I had to get up at 6 a.m. but it was worth it, and it really improved my balance. This goal was important to me because I really wanted to go on this holiday with my husband. Reaching it also gave me a great sense of achievement. I was very proud of myself, and of course I was fitter by the end of the training.
Describe a shop near where you live that you sometimes use. You should say where it is, what the shop looks like, what sorts of product or service it sells, and explain why you use this shop.
I'm going to describe a convenience store in my neighbourhood. The store is on the south side of an old brick building. The store has large windows, and there's a sign with the name of the store, Kevin's Convenience, on top of the front entrance. There are 3 parking spots at the front of the store. The store is small, but it offers a wide variety of goods, from snacks to magazines to birthday cards. It even has some stuff that I can't find in bigger stores, like baked sweet potatoes. The owners of this store are a middle-aged couple. The store is small but tidy, with friendly and helpful employees. The shelves are always clean and well organized, and the prices are reasonable. I often buy things from this store, because it's just a 2-minute walk from my flat, so it's really convenient to get to. I often shop there also, because it's open 24 hours a day, all year round, and the service is always good.
Describe a rule in your school that you agree or disagree with. You should say what the rule was, whether you followed it, whether your classmates followed it, and explain why you think it was good or bad.
I'm going to talk about the hands-up rule in the high school I attended. We were asked to put our hands up in class to answer questions. I always followed this rule, but sometimes when I was chosen by the teacher to answer a question, I couldn't remember what I wanted to say. That was a bit embarrassing. This rule made us feel that we could make our own choice to answer a question or not, and we were encouraged to put our ideas forward in a polite way instead of talking over each other. We put up our hands only when we had an answer ready, so the rule also helped us gain confidence. But some of my classmates were too shy to put up their hands. They were afraid they would get the answer wrong and get laughed at, and some teachers picked the same people to answer their questions. Anyway, I think this rule helped us a lot. Without it, we would have just shouted out our answers and ended up learning nothing at all.
A. 建筑本类最有代表性的方向
Describe an old building.
Describe a house you like.
Describe a place that makes you feel relaxed.
Describe a tourist attraction.
Describe an educational trip.
一个有水的地方
Describe a place where there is water. You should say where the place is, when people go there, what people do there, and explain whether you like this place or not.
I'm going to talk about our community swimming pool. It's located behind our community centre. The pool is not very big, but is clean and well managed.Lots of people go there on hot summer days. Some people just go there to hang out and cool off. Others go there to exercise and get in shape. Those who are good at swimming tend to stay in the deep end. The shallow end is often packed with children who just splash water around and have fun. Sometimes there are also instructors giving them swimming lessons. Enjoying the sun and getting paid is a pretty good deal, huh?I usually go to the pool a couple of times a week in the summer. Swimming is a really good way to relax and keep fit at the same time, and it's always fun to meet and chat with other people who also enjoy swimming. I've made lots of new friends there, and I don't have a girlfriend. So, who knows, maybe I could meet someone special there.
本话题可供选用的词汇库
Word bank.Community center.
Well managed.
Hang out.
Cool off.
The deep end.
The shallow end.
Is packed with.
Splash water around.
Swimming instructor.
A couple of times.
Keep fit.
Chat.
Reduce stress.
Socialize.
Lose weight.
Build muscles.
Outdoor swimming pool.
Indoor swimming pool.
Warm water.
Cold water.
Crystal clear.
Lanes.
Goggles.
Breaststroke.
Backstroke.
Butterfly stroke.
Freestyle.
Warm-up exercises.
Swim like a fish.
Swim like a brook.
Beginners.
Doggy paddle.
Lifeguard.
Swim trunks.
Swimsuit. Bikini.
Pat 的海外生活英语实录
This park looks like a nice spot for a picnic.
A. 现代建筑
A. 宾馆
Describe a hotel you have stayed in or visited. You should say where the hotel is located, when you stayed there, why you went there, and explain what you liked about it.
I stayed at the Yongfan Hotel while visiting my relatives in Shanghai last July.It's located at the southeast corner of the city and is well known for its guests. I was told many celebrities stayed there before, including Chris Wu and William Chan. The hotel provides comfort and convenience. The room I stayed in was very spacious. The bed was nice and comfortable. The TV had many channels, and the air conditioning was quiet.And easy to control. The hotel has a wide variety of rooms, from single rooms equipped with flat-screen TV and fridge, to presidential suites which are on the top floor. All rooms have free Wi-Fi. The hotel employees were friendly and helpful, and the room rates were very reasonable for the area. I really enjoyed my stay there.
本话题可供选用的词汇库
Toolbox Stay at a hotel Is well known for Celebrities Chris Wu William Chan
Comfort and convenience
Comfortable and convenient
Spacious
Air conditioning A wide variety of Fridge
Flat screen TV
Presidential suite
Free Wi-Fi
Employees
Staff
Room rates Room prices
Reasonable
Luxurious
Ballroom
Classy
Lobby
Decorations
Impeccable
Coffee maker Thermostat
Landmark
Appearance
Escalators
Has a good reputation
It's a home away from home.
Be located at. Be situated at.
Room attendants.
Energy efficient. Well laid out.
Pat 的海外生活英语实录。
Hotel facilities. Hotel amenities. The hotel has a wide variety of amenities.Such as a swimming pool, restaurants, and a fitness center.
B. 购物中心
Describe a shopping center that you like. You should say where it is, what it is like.How often you visit this shopping center? And explain why you like this shopping center.
My favorite shopping center is Oriental Plaza. It's just a short walk from Tiananmen Square. The center is pretty big and it's wrapped in glass on all sides. The inside of the building is amazing, very spacious, clean, and well organized.Not like many other shopping centers where you can easily get lost. This shopping center is a landmark in Beijing. Not just because of its size and location, but also because of the enjoyable shopping experience it provides. My friends and I like this shopping center because it has a wide variety of shops and all the stuff they sell is good quality and well priced. And the service is good too.The shop assistants are always friendly and helpful. The center also has a large food court with lots of food choices, from traditional food to Western food.
本话题可供选用的词汇库
Toolbox Is just a short walk from
Is wrapped in glass
The inside, the interior.
Amazing.
Spacious.
Well organized.
Landmark.
Enjoyable shopping experience.
Good quality.
Well priced.
Reasonably priced. Shop assistants.
Friendly and helpful.
Food court.
A wide variety of...、 The layout of the building is easy to follow.
Has attracted many tourists.
Is always packed.
Is well located.
Huge, enormous.
A story building.
Top notch.
Customers.
Greet somebody.
Coupon.
Lift. Elevator.
Escalators.
Lighting.
Spectacular.
Decorations.
Classy.
Full refund.
Has a good reputation.
Boutiques.
Cosmetics section.
Sales, special offers.
Florist shop.
Bakery.
Cinema. Movie theatre.
Receipt. Is always packed.
Pat 的海外生活英语实录。
Browse through the shops.
Hang out in the shopping centre.
C. 餐馆。
Describe a restaurant you like. You should say where it is, what type of food it serves, who you go to the restaurant with, and explain why you like this restaurant.
I'm going to talk about a Chinese restaurant on Nanhu Street. I'm a regular there. The restaurant is easy to find because it's next to a hotel. It's quite small and can only hold about 20 people, but the tables are neatly set and the seats are comfortable. The decor is simple but attractive, with some nice paintings on the wall. I've taken lots of friends there. Their menu has a wide variety of Chinese food, from shrimp dumplings to spring rolls to roasted ribs, so there's something for everyone. The food is always freshly prepared and tasty. The portions are quite large too. I like this restaurant also because the service is quick, friendly and helpful. My friends and I usually go there for dinner. It is always packed when we're there, but we have never felt rushed by the staff. This restaurant is small but has a cozy atmosphere and is very well managed. It proves small is beautiful.
Toolbox.
A regular. Is easy to find.
Is next to.
Can only hold about people.
Are neatly set.
The decor.
Simple but attractive.
Menu.
A wide variety of.
Shrimp dumplings.
Spring rolls.
Roasted ribs.
Delicious. Tasty.
Portion.
Friendly and helpful.
Packed. Rush someone.
Staff.
Cozy.
Is well managed.
Waiter.
Waitress.
Chef.
Manager.
Owner. The food is good value for the money. Tablecloth.
Fortune cookie.
Lighting.
Is beautifully decorated.
Impeccable.
Aroma.
Gourmet.
Recommend.
Receive good reviews.
Sweet and sour soup. Kung Pao chicken, Mapo tofu, braised pork, stir-fried string beans, wonton soup, General Tso's chicken.
Pat 的海外生活英语实录。
Entrepreneur, a self-made man, a self-made woman.
D, 别墅。
Describe your idea of an ideal house. You should say what kind of house it would be, why you'd like to live there, what special features it would have, and explain whether you think you will ever live in a house like this.
My ideal house would be just an average house, nothing too fancy. It would be close to public transport.Have two or three comfortable bedrooms, a spacious living room, a nice kitchen, some bathrooms, and a garage. Most importantly, it must have a garden. I would love the feeling of watching my plants grow. There should be plenty of appliances in the kitchen, like a gas stove, a fridge, and a dishwasher. Beside the kitchen, there would be a dining area, with a dining table and some chairs. The living room must have large windows, a sofa,a coffee table, and a flat-screen TV. What else? Oh, the bathrooms. There must be a bathtub so I could relax in warm water after a busy day. The garage would be for my car, bicycle, and tools. Such a house would cost like 10 million yuan in a city like Beijing or Shanghai, so I guess it's nothing more than just a dream for me.
本话题可供选用的词汇库
Average
Fancy
Public transport
Spacious
Garage
Backyard
Home appliances
Fridge
Dishwasher
Vacuum cleaner
Microwave oven.
Washing machine.
Dryer.
Flat screen TV.
Bathtub.
Comfortable. Cozy.
High ceiling.
Sofa. Couch.
Armchair.
Vase.
Rocking chair.
Fireplace.
HD TV.
Wardrobe.
Cupboard.
Closet.
Pay a mortgage.
The suburbs.
The countryside.
Downtown.
Neighborhood.
The suburbs.
The countryside.
Decorations.
Lawn.
Amenities, such as shops, parks, and sports centers.
Hardwood flooring.
It's just a fantasy.
Detached houses.
Semi-detached house.
Terraced house.
Pat 的海外生活英语实录
Carpet
Rug
Blanket
A tapestry
It's hard to hang the tapestry on this curved wall.
E 最喜欢的房间
Describe your favorite room in your house, flat.
You should say
where you live,
which room it is,
what it is like,
and explain why you like this room.
I live on the fifth floor of an eight-story building. My favorite room in my flat is the bedroom. It's not big, just around 10 square meters.There's a single bed in the corner, not big either, but very comfortable. There's a table right beside the bed,
with a lamp and a vase of flowers. The table is brand new. I bought it last week. There's a wardrobe next to the table. I keep all my favorite clothes in it. There's also a desk with a chair in front of it. My favorite part of the room is the potted plant on the desk. It looks gorgeous and smells good, too. The walls are light blue, just like the sky on a sunny day. It's my favorite room because it's my own personal space where I can really enjoy privacy and comfort. Sometimes I even spend the whole weekend daydreaming there. I like my bedroom also because I decorated it all by myself.
Word bank. A. Story building. Square meter. Is right beside. A vase of flowers. Brand new. Wardrobe. Next to. Potted plant. Gorgeous. My own personal space. Decorate. Living room. Get together. Watch TV. Entertain our guests. Dining room. Have family meals together. Talk about our day. Kitchen. Cook meals for my family.
F. 博物馆.
Describe a museum. You should say what kind of museum it is, where it is, what it is like, and explain whether you like it or not.
I'd like to talk about my favourite museum, the Modern Art Museum in... The museum is near the city centre and is close to public transport. It's a large building and looks very modern, with lots of steel and glass. The inside of the building is very spacious. It's divided into different sections, like the Asian art section, the European art section, and the North American art section. The museum also provides a wide variety of art activities for children, so it's good for all ages. I like this museum because it has a large collection of modern works of art, and it always has some interesting exhibitions going on. For example, last week it held an exhibition of works by some French artists, which attracted a lot of visitors. And unlike many other museums, the staff there encourage visitors to take non-flash pictures. This makes the museum even more fun. My favourite part of the museum is the sculpture garden, where there are always hundreds of sculptures on display. The admission fee to the museum is 20 yuan for adults and 5 yuan for children. I think it's pretty reasonable.
本话题可供选用的词汇库。
Public transport.
Steel and glass.
Stone and wood.
Spacious.
Is well organized.
Is well laid out.
Is divided into.
Section.
Art activities.
Is good for all ages.
A large collection of
works of art.
Exhibition.
Attract.
Take non-flash pictures.
Sculpture.
On display.
Admission fee.
Reasonable.
Fascinating.
Exhibit.
Composition.
Colour scheme.
Strokes.
Portrait.
Landscape painting.
Still life.
Entertaining.
Informative.
Wander around.
I'm going to talk about a temple in my hometown. The temple dates back to the 15th century. Today, lots of people still go there to pray for good luck and good health. Interestingly, although it's a holy place, it's located on the busiest street in my hometown. But from the moment you enter the temple, you start to feel calm and peaceful. Like most historic buildings in the area, the temple faces south, and the front gate is guarded by two stone lions. As you enter the front hall, you'll see four wood sculptures, which are called the Four Heavenly Kings. The great hall is separated from the front hall with a courtyard where you can see lots of trees and plants. The roof of the great hall is supported by tall, thick columns. Inside the great hall, you can see a Buddha statue and the statues of some of his students. On the east and west walls of the Great Hall, you can also find some Buddhist works of art. This temple is not only a holy place, it also attracts thousands of tourists each year, and it provides cultural activities as well, including traditional art classes. So, besides being a place of worship, it's also educational and fun.
本话题可供选用的词汇库。
It dates back to.
This building dates back to the 17th century.
A holy place.
Pray.
Calm and peaceful.
Is guarded by.
Sculpture.
Statue.
Is separated from.
Courtyard.
Roof.
Column.
Buddha.
Works of art.
A place of worship.
Cultural activities.
Educational and fun.
Buddhist.
Enormous.
Pagoda.
Make a wish.
Burn incense sticks.
Landmark.
Historic site.
The historic residence of.
Cracks.
Renovation.
In good condition.
Courtyard house.
Elegant.
Private.
Plenty of sunlight.
Get closer to nature.
Pat 的海外生活英语实录。
Well preserved.
The building is well preserved and in good condition.